Number 11 by Jonathan Coe.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Because there comes a point, you know, Michael, he leant forward and pointed at him with the syringe, there comes a point where greed and madness become practically indistinguishable. One and the same thing, you might almost say. And there comes another point where the willingness to tolerate greed and to live alongside it and even to assist it becomes a sort of madness too. Jonathan Coe, What a Carve-Up, 1994. Tony Blair, addressing the US Congress, 17th of July, 2003. In another part of our globe, there is shadow and darkness. The Black Tower. 1. The round tower soared up, black and glistening, against the slate grey of a late October sky. As Rachel and her brother walked towards it across the moor from the east, it was framed by two leafless, skeletal ash trees. It was the hour before dusk on a windless afternoon. When they reached the trees, they would be able to rest on the bench that stood between them and look back towards Beverly in the near distance, the neat clusters of houses and, rising up in the midst of them, the monumental, answering, greyish-cream towers of the Minster. Nicholas flopped down on the bench. Rachel, then only 6 years old, 8 years his junior, did not join him. She was impatient to run up towards the Black Tower to get close to it.